朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
So Bhakti keeps on reminding us we need to enjoy the presence of the Lord. And if you do not enjoy Him, you're lost in grace.
永远跟我们同在。
Because He is forever with us.
哎呀，我们真是要谢谢他。
And we want to thank Him.
那我想我们今天在底下的信息之前
Before we begin the message.
我们先谢谢我们这两位宝贵的讲员荣教士跟 Pastor Holland， 请他们站起来，我们谢谢他们。
Our wonderful speakers, Sister Barker and Brian Holland.
Where's Brother Holland? 他已经先走了。我们出神祝福他。
And we ask the Lord to bless Brian. He's on his way home.
因为他要开车回去，我们谢谢他们在百忙中来这边服侍我们。
And we thank the Lord that in the midst of their busyness, they're able to come and serve us.
从他们身上我们得到了太多太多的祝福。
And that through them, we have received abundantly.
底下我们也介绍我们中间从各地从远处来的。
And we want to take the time to introduce all those of you who are visiting us from afar.
时间有限，我们没有办法请你们一一讲名字，我们只好说从最远的，从纽约来的请站起来。
We don't have time to have you introduce yourself one by one.One, all of you are from New York. Please stand. Welcome.
好，请坐。还有从印第安纳来的，请站起来。
欢迎叔叔从印第安纳。
好，来这位哈，这位 Peter 跟张什么？张雷他们刚刚结婚两个礼拜啊。
They only been married for 2 weeks.
所以我们全程祝福他们。
The Lord bless them.
那于师母平常在我们教会结婚的弟兄姊妹，他都喜欢送一个十字架给你们。
All the couples who get married at our church, we love to give you a cross.
现在糟糕的是我们在书店里面找到的十字架越找越小。
And the cross that we find in our book room is smaller and smaller.
是这个世代的人不喜欢背十字架还是什么？
As this generation, we don't like to bear our cross.
但是意义深刻。
But it means a whole lot.
我看弟兄已经要拿了，我本来想会后拿，好吧，你们两个代表车。
I want it so badly now, so I get it now.
回家要补听这个基督徒的婚姻观啊，主祝福你们。还有人本来要从 Wisconsin 来，结果因为天气的关系来不了。
And there's some brothers that wanted to come from Wisconsin, but because of the weather, they were not able to make it.
有没有人从南加州来的
？Anybody from Southern California？
我们自己教会生的不算好，我知道你们今天要回去。
Those of you who are
南加州在这里哈 ，George。有人从 Sacramento 来的
，Sacramento
还在不在？旧金山来的
，San Francisco。
还有从谢谢欢迎你们来，从 Monterey 来的
，Francisco from Monterey。
你们所有这种从外地来的我们预备了20件T-shirt
We prepared 20 T-shirts for all of you who are visiting us for the first time.
我们去年的主题那个 Abide in Christ 的已经用完了，对不起，所以我们送你们从前的哈。
We used up all the T-shirts that we had for last year.
殷勤耕耘，欢呼收割。
So diligently and to reap joyfully.
等一下背后你们可以去跟招待组里面拿，有20件。
And afterwards, please go claim your gift at the end of the meeting.
今天早上贝教师特别讲过，年纪这个荣教师提醒年纪大的要小心两个罪，一个是什么？懒惰哈，所以送这件给你们提醒你们啊。
So Spock reminds us that as we get older, the things that we ought to be careful of is laziness. So. We give every one of you this T-shirt to remind you to be diligent.
But I think
laziness is something for all the young people to be careful of as well.
Pride
is something that we all need to be aware of.
好，希望我们都小心哈。好，那我们等一下会送给你们衣服。那其他今天第一次来的或是新来的，都请你们站起来，我们欢迎。
All of you who are here for the very first time, friends or brother and sister, which all please stand up. We'd like to welcome you.
Because I see 原地的不到二十个，所以你们等一下剩下的衣服你们也可以去拿哈。另外我也特别谢谢这次大会的主席 Karen 姊妹在哪里。
We want to take this time and thank Karen, who is the coordinator for this conference.
她在哪里？
Karen, where are you? She's way in the back.
我要送你一个礼物，大概你想不到的，这是荣教士的传记。
And I want to give you a book. This is Pearl Young. It's a biography.
我已经请贝教师等一下帮你在前面提词送你一句话。
I asked Sister Abaka to write a word of encouragement for you.
这是我非常想念的属灵的母亲荣教师。
This is my spiritual mother that I miss quite a bit.
那我请贝教师也签一本我送给我们教会的 library.
I asked Sister Abaka to also assign a copy that we could keep in our library.
对，弟兄姊妹要借可以看，这是英文版的。
Brothers, so if you want to borrow it, you can borrow it.
那如果是
the English version,
想订中文版的，会后也可以跟春秋姊妹读书室讲这个贝教师说可以帮我们找得到。
If you want to a Chinese version, Chinese copy, go see our sister Gui Xiang.
哦，对不起，图书馆是桂香，去跟桂香登记。桂香在哪？站起来。好，那要的去跟他登记，贝教师可以帮我们找他。好，谢谢。好，那我们介绍完了该介绍的，我们开始我们今天的聚会了。
We begin our meeting right now and our message.
好，我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
好，谢谢你每一天都跟我们同在。
That every day you are with us.
借着新年，你再一次更新我们爱慕你的心志。
That through the new year, you once again renew our heart of a desire to love you.
那我们在新的一年，我们都愿意与主更亲，爱主更深。
That in this new year, we desire to be closer to you and to love you more deeply.
我们能够成为一个更忠心的羔羊跟随者。
That to be a more faithful follower of the Lamb.
你带领我们走属天。
You teach us how to walk this heavenly way.
And
you lead us to walk this way of life.
And
you will lead us into this path into glory. Yes, we thank you.
不论白天，不论晚上。
Whether day or night.
不论高山，不论低谷。
And whether the mountains or the valleys.
不论我们喜乐，或是我们痛苦的时候。
Whether in joy or in sorrow.
当我们想到你的同在。
Whenever we think of your presence.
我们心里面就喜乐。
We rejoice.
我们里面就重新得力。
And we are renewed in strength.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
祝福我们。
Bless us, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们今年的主题讲到跟随他的脚中心。
And again, the theme for this year is the following in Jesus' footsteps.
这实在是一件非常非常宝贝的事。
And it's a precious thing.
光我们想到这个名字，我们心里面就很喜乐。
And just thinking about the theme, it should cause joy within our hearts.
有一首诗歌说：“耶稣，我一想到你，我的心就觉得甘甜。”
And there's a hymn that says, "Jesus, whenever I think of you, there's sweetness within my heart."
更何况我们可以跟主同行。
Not to say that we may walk with Him.
更何况我们可以永远很容易的就享受他的同在。
Very easily, any time we may enjoy His presence.
这是神给我们的恩典。
But this is God's grace for us.
今天是我们二零一一年第一个主日。
And this is the very first Lord's Day of 2011.
希望我们每一个都在主面前有一个祷告，也跟主有一个立约。
And I pray that we all have a prayer. We all have a covenant that we're making with God.
是的，何等希望，又是 another year with you and another year for you. 又是另外一年为着你。而且和你一起经过的。
We pray it is another year for you, another year with you, Lord.
我们一起立的心志，要让每一次的聚会， 我们都把最好的来献给主。
We determine within our hearts that every time we meet this year, we want to give Him the very best.
哦，让主耶稣也享受我们的聚集。
Lord Jesus will receive our very best.
我们不要光只是享受我们人的聚集，更是要让耶稣作为我们的中心。
Enjoy the gathering of one another, but that Jesus is the center.
刚才贝教师特别讲到，耶稣永远是我们的题目。
And Sister Bogdan shared earlier this morning that Jesus is always our theme.
我们知道主在十九世纪兴起了一个兴起很多重用的仆人。
In the 19th century, the Lord has raised up many wonderful servants of the Lord.
其中有一位叫做施布珍啊，这个 Charles Spurgeon.
And one particular man was by the name of Charlie Spurgeon.
他被别人称为讲坛王子啊，非常讲到非常 powerful 的一个。
Prince of the pulpit, he was very powerful when he spoke.
弟兄姊妹，他二十岁被蒙召出来传道，才二十岁，教会的人数就多到已经没有办法容纳了。
And he was at the age of 20, he was called to serve, and the congregation was more than that can be known.
人的心渴慕听见耶稣。
So the hearts of men desire to hear Jesus.
二十岁，就是二十多岁的时候，他们教会就到了两万个人。
In his early 20s, the membership went up to around 20,000.
他们就在伦敦盖了一个大的会所，叫 Metropolitan Tabernacle.
So in London, they gathered at the Metropolitan Tabernacle.
叫大都会会幕教会啊。
Again, the Metropolitan Tabernacle.
我去年在英国的时候时间不够，不然我想去看看，因为但是他在泰晤士河南边，我没有空去看。
I was at England last year. I wanted to go see, but was just too busy, didn't have the opportunity.
我前两天在更新的 newsletter 看到有一段话，是施布珍在1861年三月二十五号，当这个 Metropolitan Tabernacle 启用的第一天。他所讲的道。
And I saw an article dated back in 1861 and April 26.
那时候他才二十多岁啊。
It was an article that was posted on the very first day that that tabernacle was made.
中间有一段话，他说只要这个讲台还在。
And one particular phrase says that as long as this pulpit exists,
只要还有人来敬拜。
As long as there are people that will come to worship,
耶稣基督永远就是我们的题目。
Jesus is forever our theme.
阿爸阿们。
Amen.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，真是的！只要这个讲台还在，只要还有人来聚会
，While this pulpit still exists, while man was still gathered,
耶稣基督就是我们的题目。
Jesus is our theme.
是的，我们只要一息尚存
，While I still have breath,
我们就算爬都要爬着来跟随耶稣。
If I can crawl, I will crawl to Jesus.
只要我们的心脏还会跳
，While I have a beat in my heart,
他就完全为着爱耶稣而跳。
I will entirely beat for loving Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，因为他太宝贝了。
Because he is so precious.
他不光是千万人中的第一人。
He is the first among 10,000.
他实在是神给我们的唯一的一个人，让我们可以跟的。
He is the only man by which we may follow.
哦，所以当耶稣来到地上的时候，他说：“起来，跟从我。”
So when Jesus was on earth, he says.Come and follow me.
人看见他就甘心撇下一切起来跟随他。
Man saw him and they.More than gladly forsook everything to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，他外面实在没有任何东西可以吸引人来跟随他。
There was nothing on the outside that draw man to him.
论穷，他穷到没有镇守的地方。
And when you speak of poverty, he had no place to rest his head.
哦，论他的长相，圣经上说他形容枯槁，连我们看见他的时候，我们都不羡慕他。
And when it speaks of his looks, it says that he was a man of sorrow that no one would admire him.
但是这位奇妙的加利利人身上充满着吸引力啊。
Wonderful Galilean was full of this capacity to draw those to him.
只有那些蒙恩的人心眼被开的时候，看见伟大的主。
If those who've been blessed, their eyes were open to see a wonderful and great Savior.
他们能够有力量起来跟随他。
And they have the strength and the might to rise to follow him.
因为这边虽然我们唱诗都唱得这么荣耀，这么喜乐。
And yes, we sing our songs. We sing in such a grand and joyous way.
但是跟随耶稣的确是要付代价。
But to follow Jesus, the price needs to be paid.
很多的时候走这条路苦是真的苦啊。
A lot of time when we walk along this way, it is hard.
痛是真的痛啊。
And it hurts.
有什么真的从心里面痛出来。
And it hurts all the way in our hearts.
但是何等的感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们真摸到这条路就是耶稣的时候。
And when we realize that this way is Jesus himself.
在他的里面，我们摸着了天。
That in Him we've touched heaven.
在他的里面，我们得到了生命。
That in Him we have life.
在他的里面，我们进入了神的同在。
That in Him we've entered into the presence of God.
只有跟随主的人可以一面流泪，却一面赞美。
And only those who are followers of Jesus can weep and praise at the same time.
而且赞美还要加添呢。
And their praise will increase more and more.
弟兄姊妹，这是世界上的人不能了解的。
This is something that the world cannot understand.
耶稣被称为加利利的牧神人，太奇妙了。
Jesus is marvelous when he's called the stranger of Galilee.
这个世界上没有看过这样子的人。No
one has ever seen a person like this.
这样子的美丽啊。
So beautiful.
这样子的像耶稣。
So much like Jesus.
任何一句话。
Every word that is spoken,
他任何一个行动,
every action,
弟兄姊妹, 让我们看见了天,
allow us to see heaven.
让我们遇见了神,
we met God.
哦, 所有长大麻风的人, 被人瞧不起, 被人羞辱,
all those who were lepers that were despised, that were shamed by those around them,
他们自卑地要在马路上喊着说, 我是个大麻风, 离开我,
they pity themselves and they cry out, I'm leprous, depart from me.
这是他们拉比给他们的规定,
but that's the requirement of their rabbi.
哦, 这是人给他们的要求,
man's limitations on them.
当他看见耶稣的时候,
but when they saw Jesus,
他说, 耶稣啊, 大卫的子孙可怜我,
they say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
耶稣说, 你要什么?
Jesus said, what do you want?
我要能够得到医治啊,
I want to be healed.
主耶稣就用手摸他,
and so Jesus reached out and touched him.
从他长大麻风的第一天开始,
from the very first day that he contracted leprosy,
哦,
no one touched him.
天上荣耀的王,
but the King of Glory came and reached out to him.
耶稣说,
Jesus says, I'm willing, be cleansed. And immediately he was cleansed. He is wonderful.
哦, 他太荣耀了,
he is glorious.
没有一个跟耶稣相遇,
not a person that meets Jesus
不会蒙恩,
will not be blessed and will not be loved.
没有一个真正跟随耶稣的人,
not a person who truly follows Jesus
哦, 不会被耶稣改变的,
will not be changed by him.
没有一个真正跟随耶稣的人,
not a true follower of Jesus.
他的价值跟功用不被提升的,
his worth and his function will not be elevated.
当耶稣说, 起来跟从我,
so when Jesus says, come, follow me.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个荣耀的呼召,
this is a glorious call.
就我们第一天晚上讲到他是奇妙的救主,
in the very first night, we say that he's a wonderful Savior. He calls us to be his disciples. Not only those who are captives are set free, those who are blind may see.
他不光医治我们各样的病, 把我们从仇敌的辖制里面释放出来,
not only does he heal us of all illnesses and release us from all the chains of the enemy,
他真是奇妙的救主,
but he is indeed that wonderful Savior.
但是弟兄姊妹, 他也在这里救我们, 带领我们走一条属天的路,
and yet he is saving us and leading us to walk a heavenly way.
把我们从一个弯曲背谬的世代里面招出来,
from a crooked generation he calls us out.
把我们从一个不要神, 不认识神的这个境界里面救出来,
from a realm that says I do not want God, he delivered us.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 我们要谢谢他,
we need to thank him.
啊, 真是奇妙的救主,
he is that wonderful Savior.
当我们还死在 过犯罪恶中的时候,
while we are still dead in our sins,
因着父神怜悯的心肠, 找清晨的日光, 从高天临到了我们,
and yet by the mercy of our Heavenly Father, the day spring has come upon us,
照亮一切坐在黑暗中死荫里的人,
and he shined upon all those who are sitting in the valley of darkness,
把我们的脚引到平安的路上,
and he led our feet onto the path of peace.
这个路之所以平安, 是因为我们跟神和好了,
this path is peaceful because we are reconciled with God. Our sins are forgiven. We are reconciled with God, and he is our joy. He has not only called us out of darkness, he has not only snatched us out of the power and the dominion of the evil one,
带进神的同在,
but he led us into the presence of God,
and
brought our feet back to the path of peace. He is indeed a wonderful Savior. And in him, we touched heaven. And in him we can live according to the principle of heaven.
我们成为自天而来, 为天而活, 向天而去的人,
we came from heaven above, we live for heaven, and we're going towards heaven.
所以我刚刚介绍说, 从最远的来, 从纽约, 其实我们是从天上来,
and I introduced those who came from New York, but actually we're farther. We came from heaven above. We were born of God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
昨天晚上我们讲到他是 主, 他是基督,
then last night we said that he is the Lord, he's the Christ.
不仅仅他本来就是主。
Not only is he indeed the Lord.
万有是为他造的。
And all things were created for him.
借着他造的。
And created by him.
而且他借着从死里首先复活。
And he's the firstborn from the dead.
父神用右手把他高举。
And so the Father elevated him, raised him up with his right hand.
仇敌在他面前输得心服口服，哑口无言。
And all his enemies are silent before him.
对，万膝向他跪拜，万口称耶稣基督为主。
And all knees will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
他赢得。
He has earned the lordship.
天下一切所有的都向他敬拜。
Everything under heaven will bow before him.
所以我们今天尊主为大，不仅仅在生活里面我们尊主为大，让主居首位。
So when we say, Lord, you're great, you're the first.
我们更是要在生命的境界里让基督来替造替代我们的旧照。
We say that he is first in our lives. We also need to have him.Replace our nature, our life.
他是主，他是基督，他呼召我们走生命的路。
He is Lord, He is Christ. He calls us to walk the ways of life.
让我们成为他生命的见证人。
That we may be the witnesses of this life.
好，我为了今天第一次来这个聚会的人，把昨天前天的都复习完。
And for all of you who are attending this retreat the very first time, I summarized the entire retreat the last couple of days.
现在我讲第三篇信息。
And now I'm coming to the third message.
讲到他是万王之王。
And we're coming to the point that He is the King.Of kings.
还要带领我们走一条荣耀的路。
He's leading us to walk a glorious way.
让我们成为羔羊的同伴。
That we may be companions of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要谦卑到一个地步，觉得哎呀，我这个人是不要荣耀的。
Don't humble yourself to the point that says, "Oh, I do not need glory."
因为我们旧造的人对荣耀的观念，就是你成为人上人。
Because our notion in the old creation is that I am above everyone else. And glory.
这中国话说，人往高处爬，水往低处流，对不对？
This is Chinese.Saying that man climbs higher and higher above one another, and water flows lower and lower.
所以有很多人都说，我从来不为冠冕活的。
And a lot of people would say, I never live for a crown.
我从来不在乎荣耀的。
I never care about glory.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们是用属地的观念看荣耀。
Because we look at glory from an earthly point of view.
什么叫荣耀？
What is glory?
荣耀就是像耶稣。
Glory is to be like Jesus.
只有他有荣耀。
Only he has glory.
只有他是荣耀啊。
Only he is glory.
所以他带领我们，叫我们得荣耀、进荣耀，全是叫我们像耶稣。
He leads us into glory is for us to be like Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天他呼召我们，他是荣耀的王。
So brothers, he calls us. He's a glorious king.
万王之王，他真是荣耀。
He is the King of kings. He is
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
He is the glory of God, and He is the very image of God.
他把神所有的荣美的性情、伟大的能力都彰显出来。
All the glorious nature, the might of God was displayed through Him.
今天他呼召我们。
And yet today He calls us.
叫我们起来成为他的同伴。
He says, "Come and be my companion."
叫我们跟他的荣耀有份。
That you may be part with my glory.
他按着他的这个形象来制作我们。
And according to His image, He's forming us.
有一天要率领众子进到荣耀里去。
One day he's going to lead sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要再骄傲，好，那是太骄傲，太不认识主，说我不在乎荣耀。
But you should no longer remain in your pride and said, "I don't care about glory."
神在我们身上的工作就是荣耀。
The work that God is doing in our life is glory.
神在我们身上工作的方向就是荣耀。
The direction that He's leading our lives is glory.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Great is the mystery of God.God is revealed among men.
荣耀的神居然要透过我们这么渺小、这么败坏的人，居然能够彰显他。
That God wants to go through us, these puny people, and He wants to display Himself.
所以以赛亚书43章说到，我们是为着他的荣耀而被创造、而被造作、而被做成的。
Isaiah 43 says, "We were created for His glory; we were formed for Him."
底下接着说，耶和华说，你们就是我的见证。
And then the Lord says, "You are my witnesses."
还不是说你们是我的见证人。
It's not to say that you're my witness; you're my testimony.
见证人是 salesman 一样。好，推销这个东西。
Witnesses are more like salesmen that they want to advertise something.
哎呀，这个车子多好！哎呀，这个电脑多好！哎呀，这个产品多好
！This car is wonderful. This computer is great. This product is so good.
我们是见证人就是了。
But we are but those who witness for those products.
神居然说你们就是我的见证。
But the Lord says you are my testimony.
换句话说，我们就是神的 sample.
In another word, we are the very samples of God.
一模一样的内容，一模一样。 样的成分。
Identical in content, identical in nature.
所以保罗能够说，我活着就是基督。
So Paul can say, for me to live is Christ.
因为现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Because it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件太荣耀的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is a glorious thing.
所以今天基督呼召我们起来，成为他的同伴。
So when Christ calls us to be companions,
在叫我们像他。
To be like him.
不跟耶稣，不可能像耶稣。
You will not follow Jesus, you will never be like him.
真正跟随耶稣就一定被他改变。
If you truly follow him, you will be changed by him.
我们甚至如果每一天每一件事情上来跟随耶稣，我们就越来越像他。
And if every day and everything you follow him, you will be like him more and more.
连那些心中受苦的、欠债的、窘迫的，甚至匪徒来跟随大卫，后来都变成神家大人的勇士。
Even those who are hurt, who troubled, and who are debtors, and they come and follow David, and they all became brave men.
他们跟大卫在一段时间以后都像大卫。
They spent some time with David, and they were all transformed to be like David.
啊，贝教师天天跟我们中国人在一起，他姐姐说他不像老外了，他像中国人。
Sister Barker says that she, her sister says that she spent so much time with Asians, she is no longer like a Caucasian. She's more like Asians now.
好，碰到荣教师，碰到贝教师，你们都觉得他们很像耶稣哈，讲话安安静静的，那么温和。
We see Sister Pearl Young. We see Sister Barker. We said they're so quiet. Their gentleness is so much like Jesus.
因为他们常常活在跟主同在相交的里面。
Because they often live in that fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我今天讲到要成为羔羊的同伴，跟着他走荣耀的路的时候
，Today when I want to talk about being companions of the Lamb and following in this way with the Lord,
我们需要先提一下那位被杀的羔羊，今天已经是坐宝座的羔羊。
I must mention that Lamb that was slain is now seated on the throne.
我们每一次擘饼纪念主，我们在这里纪念那被杀的羔羊。
Every time we break bread, we are remembering that lamb that was slain.
当我们用了饼杯以后，我们赞美羔羊，我们赞美父神，因为那位被杀的羔羊已经坐在宝座上了。
After we have partake of the cup and the bread, we praise the lamb because he's now seated on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，羔羊跟万王之王这两个真的是不搭调的哈，很难放个等号的。
And when you think about the Lamb and the King of Kings, it's hard to put an equal sign between those two.
我记得这个庆松弟兄刚结婚没有多久，他跟新芳姊妹在中国回家探亲，跟我们一起到乡下一个地方去服侍。
I remember our brother Steve when he was just married with our sister Shirley, and they went down when they went to China to visit the relatives. They had an opportunity to serve with us. And on the countryside.
弟兄姊妹都很爱我们，都把很好吃的给我们吃啊。
And our brothers and sisters, they love us dearly. They give us the very best that they have.
我记得有一天晚上，他请我们吃羊羔肉。
And they gave us lamb to eat that particular night.
那个骨头细到像鸡腿那样子细细的，然后肉也很好吃。他说是他们的名产。
The ribs on the lamb are so thin, but the meat is so chunky, and this is the best product of their lamb.
哪里晓得我们。吃完的时候，他们跟我们说：“哎呀，你去看他们杀这些羊羔的时候，羊羔真的就是被牵到宰杀之地，默默无声。”
And we didn't realize that after our meals, we were told how the lamb was slaughtered. It was led to the point where it did not make a sound as it was being killed.
他们从来不挣扎，从来不反抗，安安静静的被你杀掉。
They don't struggle, they don't fight, quietly.The nightfall.
我们跟他说以后再也不要买这个给我们吃。
And then we tell them don't ever feed us lamb again.
还好是吃完才跟我们讲，不然一口都吃不下去。
They told us after we ate the meal, or else it was very hard for us to take it in.
圣经上讲到我们的主耶稣，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
And the scripture tells us that he was like a lamb that was led to the slaughter.
他像羊在剪毛人的手下，这样子默默无声。他受苦的时候也是这样不开口。
As a lamb that was in the hand of the shear without a noise, so as he was suffering, he was without a noise.
姊妹，我们怎么能够了解？怎么能够想象
？How can we comprehend it?
威廉最近生了一个小鹿壳，他抱着小鹿壳他就感动。
William recently have a little boy. He holds this boy and he is touched.
他想到说，主耶稣这么伟大的主来到地上，他不是用一个天使的形状出现，他用一个 baby 的形状出现。
And when God came from heaven above, he did not came in might as an angel, but he came in the form of a baby.
我们哪里能够想到这个万王之王、诸天使下拜的那一位，当他被牵到宰杀之地，他那样子安静、安静的受苦。
How can we imagine that the King of Kings, led to the point of slaughter, and he's without a voice.
别人可以吐口水在他的脸上。
People spit at him.
别人可以用衣服罩着他的眼睛打他，说你猜是谁打你的。
People would cover him and blindfold him and strike him and say, "Prophesy who hit you."
别人可以用荆棘当作冠冕套在他的头上，说你是王，我们拜你。
And they would mock him with a crown of thorns and say, "You are king. We worship you."
当他被挂在十字架上的时候，人说你若是神的儿子，你下来。
And when he was hung on the cross, they said, "If you are the Son of God, come down."
下来我就信你。
Come down and we'll believe you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他甘心为我们受苦。
But willingly he suffered.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
The Lord summed up all our sins on him.
弟兄姊妹，他被欺压受苦的时候，他不开口。
Brothers, when he was oppressed, when he was hurting, he made not a sound.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去了。
And because of judgment, he was forsaken.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个最软、最卑微的生命，却是一个最伟大的生命。
Friends, this is the soft, this most humble life, is the most glorious life.
看起来是最卑微，其实是最尊贵的。
It's the most humble, most lowly, but it's the most glorious.
看起来是最软弱无能的，其实它里面整个万有是他一句话就造出来的。
It seems like it's the weakest, but all creation was made through him.
弟兄姊妹，我们很难把羔羊跟万王之王连在一起。
But it's just hard for us to equate the Lamb with the King of Kings.
但是他就是这样子的主。
But this is our Lord.
啊，诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He bore our sorrow and he bore our pain.
他为了我们的罪孽是压伤，他为着我们的过犯受苦。
For our sins he was crushed, and for our transgressions he was suffered.
因着他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
And by his stripes we were healed.
因着他所受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
And by his judgment, we have peace.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
But Lord, brothers and sisters, we thank you.
这位被杀的羔羊。
This lamb that was slain.
父神亲自用手把他膏去。
The Father personally raised him up with his hand.
我在这里念的几节的经文都讲到这位被杀的羔羊已经在宝座上。
And these verses that I've listed speaks of this lamb is now on the throne.
所以我们每一次破饼聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们里面有两个伟大的思想，一个是被杀的羔羊，一个是坐宝座荣耀的羔羊。
And every time we break bread, there are two thoughts.This lamb that was slain for us, and yes, this lamb is now enthroned.
因着他为我死，为我受苦，我要赞美他。
Because he died for me, he suffered for me. I want to praise him.
为着他已经做王了，做宝座了，我要来敬拜他。
And now, because he is now enthroned, I want to worship him.
波饼聚会不要再闭口了，我们要赞美他。
No longer be silent anymore when we have communion.
在这么伟大的主、这么伟大的王面前，我们要来向他敬拜。
In the presence of this wonderful Lord and King.We ought to worship him.
第二件事情，我们要看见羔羊的脚踪。
Secondly, when we look at the footsteps of the lamb,
他是借着十字架达到宝座，是借着经过苦难而进入荣耀。
He got to the throne through the cross, and he got to glory through trials.
希伯来书十二章第二节讲到说，要我们仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us to look off unto the author and finisher of our faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱，忍受了十架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Yes, for the joy that was set before him, and despised the sufferings, and
便坐在神宝座的右边。
And now is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God.
我想中文“便”表示底下有一个结果出现了。
And in Chinese says that now therefore.
啊。便坐在神宝座的右边。
He's now sitting at the right hand of God.
啊，这是一个结果。
And it's a consequence.
啊，这个字的前面就是讲到原因，或是他能够得到这个结果的原因是什么。
And the preceding words are the reasons why he is there.
就讲到他因着前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱，忍受十架。
And for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不改变的属灵的道路。
And it is a spiritual way that it will never change.
啊，基督自己给我们留下了他的脚踪。
Christ himself has set forth this, his footsteps for us.
他是经过十架达到宝座，他是经过苦难进入荣耀。
He's ascended onto the throne through the cross. He's entered into glory through trials.
我们买会所的时候，在别的教会有一个很重要的弟兄，他说云牧师，你们教会的人大概不会长得很快。
And there was a particular brother from another church that was helping us along when we were purchasing this place. He says, Yeah, the congregation here probably won't grow very fast.
他说因为你们常常讲十字架的信息。
Because you guys keep talking about the message of the cross.
啊，那些可能很有钱的人怕受苦的人都不敢来。
And those who are wealthy and don't want to suffer, they probably don't want to come.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当然弟兄是半开玩笑说哈，但是其实我们并不是因为人少我们这么说。
And of course, our brother is half jokingly when he says this, but when we say this.
但是我们希望我们真正认识属灵的路。
That we truly understand the principle of spiritual journey.
犹太人要神迹，希利尼人求智慧。
The Jews want signs, the Greeks want miracles.
我们却传钉十字架的基督。
Yet we preach Christ crucified.
这个对犹太人来说是绊脚石，对外邦人来说是愚拙的事。
As to the Jews, this is a stumbling block for him, and for the Gentiles, this is foolishness.
但是对我们这些信的人来说，基督永远是神的智慧，是神的能力。
But for all of us who believe, Christ is always the wisdom and the power of God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。